Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Yud Tet. We just started the Mishnah of Seder Tanya. Okay, well, no reason for us not to begin and do a brief review anyway. So on Yud Chet Chavit Beis, Seder Tanya Otelu Hamur. What we've been discussing until now is Dafka Bereviya Rishona, which of course is not really all that accurate, because it's not Reviya Rishona, it's the end of the Yoreh, but the Gemara will discuss that. Aval, but there are emergencies that are different than just a delay in the onset of the Gishami. So if you have a case, for instance, of Tzmachim, Shishinu, you have now things that are growing, and that are growing wrong. Now, again, according, we'll see later on, there's a whole difference in how we learn the Gemara based on how we learn the Shishanu. According to Rambam, they got a little bit dried out, and there's a danger that it'll be hopelessly dried soon. According to others, it's definitely not referring to drying, as we'll see why in the Gemara, it's referring to changes, say a sudden outburst of weeds instead of the plants of planted. So then we need emergency help. Matrina le'imiyad. Chench, pasku gishamim ben geshem le'geshem arboim yom. After first rains, we have a break of 40 days plus, then we have to matrina le'imiyad, because we can then end up with everything ruined that started to grow and now was arrested in the middle of the cycle starting. Mipneshi makat batsoret, this is a batsoret. So the Gemara is going to ask you, well, it's not a batsoret yet. I mean, it looks like it will be a batsoret. So far, we don't see its effect. Gemara will ask that. Yardu litzemachin, abalo yardu le'ilan. If the type of rain came down that was good for the tzemachim, but not for the ilanot. We saw what that was earlier. Gemara is going to go through it again. The ilan, for the tzemachim. Or even if there was rain that was good for both plants and for trees, but not sufficient rain for Barot Shekin Maharot to fill up now the cistern. So then Matri'in Alehem Miyad, again, that's an emergency, because we're going to end up without drinking water. So if there's one city that's been left out of the rain, and everybody else been rained on, so then Otahir Mitanam Mitra'ad, and then because of the impact of the additional needs on the area around, Kosvi Votel Mitanot, but our long Matriot, but that's Rashi. From others learned that this is being done as a sign of participation because the areas around a shachin, you have to participate in their pain, not because necessarily it's going to affect you directly. But in any event, the svara of the Tanakhama, the Yerushalmi says, mitanot v'lo matriot, to those cities, even though they participate, but not completely, so they do the tadit, but they don't do the tshuva. It's based on Yom Kippur, basically what we do in Yom Kippur. With Rabbi Akiva is on the contrary, matriot v'lo mitanot, based on Rosh Hashanah. But there's no tani. There's a true, and this is a very, very important element in understanding the particular hashva'ot of Yom Kippurim and Rosh Hashanah in terms of the vias of the chok of what the world is going to be. Zochet, a very important machlokes, so it's not really, it's no more nogea those holidays. V'chein ir sheyesh ba dever or mapolet. And if there's a problem, you have a plague in a city, which we'll define, where you have a problem of buildings collapsing, mudslides or earthquakes, whatever that is causing collapsing. There too, otah ir mitana mitra'a. Again, according to the Meiri, this is a sign of participation in your pain, not necessarily a fear that it's going to spread. According to others, there's a fear it'll spread. Whereas Rabbi Akiva once again says, Matriot velo mita'anot, based on the Rosh Hashanah. Ezehu dever, how do we define a plague? We define it in the death rate per population. So in other words, Yiramotziya Chamesh Meodrag, if you have 500 working men in that city, that's the overall population. We have to be you have three unexpected deaths. We're not talking about old people, sick people. We're talking about people that were perfectly healthy a couple days before. You have three deaths in 3 days. Now that's excludes. We'll see. Gemara also excludes three deaths in one day. Which we need to define a particular pattern that is now something that we can rely on in the study of disease. The same thing. I mean, a sudden spike is not necessarily now in those kind of studies, right? There's a devra that has to be spread out. The Gemara will discuss this later. So then, hareza a devra, but pachot mikan ain't a devra. The Gemara says pachot mikan again in either direction. Is pachot mikan in the number of days, or pachot mikan in the number of deaths, or pachot mikan in terms of the relationship of prorated deaths to population? Now, al elu matrin b'chol makom, the following things are not considered to be limited to their particular locality. So if we have a problem of shidafon that's affecting the be great, or yirakon, that's is an illness, or you have har, that's what we call a, it's not referring to the tfua, it could be referring also to people. Yirakon is a hepatitis, jaundice, but it also yirakon is a, can reflect on tfua as well. Arabe and chasil, both types of swarms. Alachayara'a, that are attacking people. Vial hachereb, and even if you have passing armies, it's not necessarily attacking you, but there's always a danger. These things, by definition, move from place to place. Swarming locusts get around. Illness gets around. Armies get around. Something that has to, and problems with the grain, they tend to spread. And so, whatever it is, maybe it's a boll weevil, maybe some invisible organism, you have to deal with it immediately. Unless it would be, then it's on. Then if you're in the, but then it's a question of path and so on. It's not that it's just completely random. You're at the whole area. We don't have to pass. So, it's and it once happened that the Ziknei Bezdin went to their cities from Yerushalayim to be gozer to Anita, what seemed to be so such a meaningless thing. They've been gozer in all Eretz Yisrael, everybody in his locale, because in Ashkelon there was enough tvua that was affected by a shidafon that can spread, and it was only enough to bake enough bread, if you take that tvua, to fill up one tanur full. And nonetheless, they felt that was a danger to the whole country. And Achachamin Av Berosho, and the type to stop it is now, and therefore they were gozer tainis immediately. It can be, yeah. Something that's affecting the viability of the grain. The old Gazrutan, it's very interesting because, it's a very forward-looking kind of thing in terms of the ideological containment and so on. Nowadays, this is only part of very, very recent development in medicine that there was such a sense of, studies of all of these things and so on. The quantitative measurement for epidemics and the idea of containment and how we immediately have to be cautious to really amazingly good. And furthermore, Gazuta Nital Shahluze Vim Shnetinokot Beira Yarden. Here they even, there was a movement of animals into human inhabited territory, which they saw as being something that had to do with the loss of animal habitat that was going to affect all of the area. Two children were eaten in Eira Yarden, and they were Gazutanit all over Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef, and forget about it, but that was before the kids were actually killed by the wolves. They were Gozer Tanit just by the fact, why have you taken over the president's seat? That's what we want to know. And you know what it is? It's the cane. Now he started with a cane, and now he's moving in and wants to be the president. So they were just seen around human habitation. That was already enough of a danger to be geyser all over. By the way, it's a question of... When it says matriin alea, mipnechi makam alech, it's a question whether that's in the context of the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakama before about whether matriin velo mitanim. Does it mean dafka matriin? Is it going on libid Rabbi Akiva? There are shitas in the Rishonim that unless he said otherwise, matriin includes both. So it would simply mean we do a ta'anit the way we do our regular ta'anit. With the shua. Al elo matriin b'shabbat. Now over here we said earlier that can't mean blowing a shofar because we don't blow a shofar on Shabbat. So the level of the tzaka over there would have to be with anenu, not with the, because it's aser on Shabbat. Al yirshi kifua dokrim o nahar asvina metorefet bayam. You've got a boat that's in danger of sinking out in the open sea. Rabbi Yosi Omer, you don't do the tzaka on Shabbat. You do the tzaka for calling help from people, but not tzaka for calling help from God, because there's no reason to be mechal Shabbos, so to speak, to mechal the spirit of Shabbos for something that you really don't know whether it's going to be efficacious in dealing with the problem. If you knew that God was responsive to your tefillahs, it'd be one thing, but you don't know that, and there's no reason therefore to be mechal Shabbos. Shimon Hatimni Omer, Afal Hadev. Shimon Hatimni says, do we do that on Shabbos as well for Dever? V'lo hodulo chachamim. Someone, this is, by the way, is going back Afal Hadever, that it's a kashash, it's a magam mitalech, it goes on all places. And the chachamim were not made at him. There's a lot of different differences about how to deal with Shimon HaTimni or is it Shimon HaTimani? Rashi says over here it's Minya Timna, which means we'd have to pronounce it Shimon HaTimni. There is an astounding, absolutely brilliant, I mean, everything that he does about Reuven Margolius is brilliant, but there's an absolutely brilliant analysis of Reuven Margolius in the Margolius Tayam of the Shimon HaTimni. Famous Kasha of the Rambam. The Rambam has a list in his introduction to the Mishnayot. He has a list of the Tanaim that are mentioned only once in Shas in the Mishnah. And he lists Shimon HaTimni as having been listed only once. Everybody. Only in Yevamot. Perish Mishnah in Tani, Perish Mishnah in Yadayim. There's even people at the chutzpah to write, well, you see from here, even great men can forget. So Reuven Margolius points out that here and in Yadayim, there are Girsaot that have the Girsa Tivni. Archaeologically, the city of Timna was also called Tivna. So there was a variance, how to pronounce it in old, they found like old clay, which was Sam Tivna. Therefore, so there was a Shimon HaTimani who was mentioned only once in Yevamos. There's two Shimon HaTimnis, which of course is why Raj, two mentions of Shimon HaTimni, which is why the Rambam doesn't list them, because he's only listing the list of those who were mentioned only once. And so therefore, says Rashi, this was Shimon HaTimni, Lachuki Shimon HaTimani. So he was Shimon Meir Timna. It's not a simple question. You've got to remember which Masechta you're in. Yeah. So in Yevamos, in Ochinami, it's Shimon HaTimani.
From Yemen.
From Yemen, sure. Of course, it's mentioned in the Bible, yeah, right? Eok, a Yemenite friend. Okay, continues the mission. A lot of rain, there's more rain than is required. You can't go and pray or make a tainus for more rain than you need, because that's in essence teyva. And we'll see what happens. What do you do? It was actually a mice.
Because of more
rain than you need. Okay, I had a big problem. Choni HaMa'agel was known as a great tzaddik, whose tefillot were heard. So they told Choni, please pray for rain. Omar Lemo, before I pray, you better make sure that we don't get messed up. I mean, tzu'ul, vachnisu tanerei psachim, shoshalo yimokam. If I'm going to pray for rain, it's going to be, you know, a disaster if you don't have things inside the house. So bring in your cheres tanurim, that are usually left outdoors, because they get damaged in the heavy rains. Anyway, so he goes, there we go, man. You're pressing as buttons, the buttons don't get pressed. So he draws a circle. Look, your children are looking to me. I just come in and out of the house. I'm afraid I'm going to have to put you in the corner here. I swear in your great name, She'ini Zaz Mikan Achitrachim Al Banecha, I am not moving from this circle until you show a little mercy on your children. So Itchilu Gishamim Menatfim, the grain starts to little drip, just in order, the Gemara says, just in order to be Baitzi Yeshua. Okay, guy, you go back home now. Omar, so Choni says, no. Look, Achshaldi, come on, man, that's not what I'm asking. I'm talking about Gishmei Borod, Shechinu Marod, we need enough rain to fill up the cisterns. It chilulered bezav that would start pouring. I'm like, no. Look, Akshalti, that's not called answering my people for what happened. We want people's houses to get washed away. I'm asking for gishmei ratzon, bracha, the dava. What kind of business is that? Yoruduk etikuna. And so the rain started to rain properly. Achi yatzu Yisrael miyushalayim laharabayit b'nei shamim. All the houses in the lower city were all filled up with water. So they all moved up to the Arabayit. They came to Choni, they said to him, Kishem shi palalta lem shi yardu, could you do us a favor? Kachri palal shi yachulem. We've had enough. We've really had enough. Do something. Amar lem tzuruim nimchet even hatoim. Go and see whether the even hatoim, which is a place where they would come to announce the Avedot in Yerushalayim, whether that's been washed away. And the Yerushalmi, it says clearly that Kishem shi yev shar le even hatoim. It's a big place. It wasn't going to get washed away. We're just saying, did it wash away? Things that bad? If it's not that bad, I'm not going to pray. But, Others learning Chet Avinat Torin is it underwater, which others is also not possible. But Sholach Lo Shimon Ben Shetach, then was the you know, if you'd be anybody else, I mean, it's outrageous. What a chutzpah. You're even menadim for the kavod harav of a human rav. This is the way you speak to God. You're telling him, no, that's not what I asked for. What kind of business is that? I would have put you into nidui. I can't start up with you. What am I supposed to do with you? You're like a kid that tells his daddy, I need another drink. Tell me a story. I'm not going to sleep unless you bring me some candies. Whatever. So what does the father do? He beats him up. He does it. So that's the way God has this kind of patience with you. I can't get involved. So there was no way for him to get involved. That's a special.
Exactly.
Now, if they were in the middle of the Tanit, Yardula and Gishamim, and then it started to rain, we had this thing before Legate Yechidim. He said, we're going to make it look like you're only doing this. But that's Dinin Yechidim, or somewhere in a Dinin other Tzara. But the Din of the Gishamim, particularly if the Gishamim started, so they started before the Netzach Hamah. So then it's very interesting because before the Netzach Hamah, Lachar doesn't make any difference because we measured by Olot HaShachar, we said before. Yet Rashi says, before the Netzach Hamah, before they started the Ta'anit, very strange, but I mean, before, some indeed learned that the Ta'anit actually only begins the Netzach Hamah. That's what we're just marking. Others learned, maybe in this case, they were only Mekabel on themselves from the Netzach Hamah. But others learned that Lamaisa, since in general you don't really eat for that time anyway, so it's as if the Ta'anit hasn't started, the same way that we'll see Reb Eliezer and Kodem Chatzot. Again, because Chatzot already is not there, but many people don't get around to eating anyway before Chatzot. The Ta'anit is not Murgash before Chatzot. So if it was after either the Netzach Hamah, according to the Tanakam, according to Reb Eliezer, after Chatzot Yashlim. Ma'aseh shegazru Ta'anit belot. V'yardu lam gishamin kodem Chatzot. It was a ma'aseh with a pasuk like Reb Eliezer. Rabbi Tarfon said to them, look, since your prayers were answered immediately, Adarabi should make a holiday. So tzu'u, ichlu, shtu, v'yasu yom tov, v'yatzu, v'yachlu, v'shatu, v'yasu yom tov, and then bo ben arbaim, v'karu halel agadol. They said halel agadol, of course, is not what we call halel. Halel agadol is the kilo olam chasto, the 26 kilo olam chasto. The reason that they didn't say it right away, the Mefarshim says, because halel agadol is said only in a state of satisfaction and after you're feeling good and so on. Here they were medana part of the day, so they needed to wait until after they got filled up and they, you know, were in a mood to say halel agadol. Says the Gemara, say the Tanya, the halel amor. Yes, sir.
They passed until 10 o'clock and then they
made a suda. Right, because it started to rain. They saw that God listened to them. They were very happy. Is that okay? Would you be happy?
I would.
Never. You would be happy.
In the middle of
the
song.
Good. Tell us what you feel about that. Sometimes it's some work. I mean, you're so used to it's not working. You can't believe it.
We had this when it wasn't raining last month.
So it was that crazy
mindset. They kept stopping it.
Right. It was pouring.
Right. They still say it somewhere.
Yeah. Funny. Okay, so nobody could believe it actually worked. So anyway, ask the Gemara, what are you saying? Seder Tanya Te'elo Hamur B'Reviyah Rishona. That's not true. The Reviyah Rishona, we said before, Reviyah Rishona Ushnia is Lishol. The Shlishit is Litanot. It's only if the rains didn't come by the end of the Yoreh. So why are you saying it this way? From Reviyah, what the Mishnah means is, Seder Tanya Te'amur Imata. As much as Yatsa Reviyah, meaning Reviyah Rishona Shlishit, Shnia Shlishit, is that? That's all the Yoreh. So we're referring to the whole Yoreh as the Reviyah. Others don't like that approach, and they say that it should have said Chisuri Mechasov Afikatani. Some of the Amoraim. But it's not such a terrible thing. And the Rishonim certainly understand that when we talk about a Reviyah Rishonim can be a general rev of the Yoreh. We're not describing the difference. So if you have the Reviyah Rishonim, Shnei Rishishiv, Yordu Gishamim, Yordu Gishamim, Reviyah Rishonim. Why do we mention the Reviyah Rishonim? Because it refers to the Amshak on the Mishnah. If there was already a rainfall, first Reviyah of the Yoreh, and then it doesn't rain. So we plant Velot Samchu, or even Samchu, and then Chazu v'Nishtanu. So then Matrinon Miyad, and that's why the Mishnah says it in that fashion, that you should think about if it hadn't rained at all in the Reviyah Rishona, meaning, and of course until the end of the time where we need to do the fasting. So then fine, we have the Seder Tainet. But if it had rained in the Reviyah Rishona, Mishnah. And then not, and it was Mishnanu, then we need to be Madrin Minyan. That's why I put this. Umrim not Madavka Nishtanu. Now here we see the differences, in it, which is why Rashi learns before when it says Shishinu can't mean that they were Yavshu, because here it says Beferish Davka Nishtanu. Ava Yavshu lo. Had they already dried out, and it's useless. What's the point? I mean, then it's gone. You lost it. Then there'd be no point in Madrin Minyan. And the Gemara says, Shita Nishtanu. All this seems counter the Rambam's reading that Yavshu. But the Yavshu that he's referring to is his beginning signs. So that, but Rashi has another chat over here, that Davka Nishtanu, but Yavshu, meaning if there was only a little bit of Yovesh, you don't need to be Matriya, because that's normal. And anyway, it will come back if it starts to rain. So then it's part of the normal. That's why he doesn't use either of the chatting. So the whole thing is, no, yeah, how we understand this part of the story. So the Gemara is saying, let's take the first approach in Rashi. So Yavshu, where it's hopeless. What's the point already? This is the Mar Pshita, Nishtanut. It's talking about over here that it started to grow again. Put out now stalks. So you might think, you might think that if that's the case, there's still hope. There's still energy left and you're growing. And that's a meaningful sign. It's not a meaningful sign to be no point in doing the Atra. Now, the other pshat in Rashi is that it's talking about that it's you might have thought that it's hopeless because it's Akun, because since it already used up its energy, nothing's happened. So maybe over there it's the same as a complete Shinoi. It's not so bad. That doesn't mean anything. Completely opposite Birushin, based Lamaisa on the extent of the Yovesh Amdavid, which explains the difference between Rashi and the Rambam. So this is called already Mibneshi Makat Batzoret. It's not a Batzoret. What are you calling it? A Makat Batzoret. It will be, but it isn't yet. We don't see the results yet. What it's saying is that since definite, this is going to be a disaster. We don't wait till we see the disaster. We know that this is the norm, and therefore we're Matriyanic right away. You have to know that there's differences between the level of the problem. Let's say, for instance, you have an area which is Nahara Anahara, fed by rivers. And it's possible, Rashi learns this means, that it's possible to transport grain in large shipping containers. And therefore, even if one area is affected by this thing that would be maybe they batsaret, there's no real worry about a hunger because you've got barges. And barges can transport sufficient foodstuff to supply a whole population elsewhere. So there it's batsaret. That's called a batsaret. It's not called a hunger. Whereas Medinata, if, however, you're going to need to bring it from one area to another area, not where they're along the same Nahar. So there you're going to need already to transfer it overland, where it's difficult to get a large amount of transfer. Then we treat it as a kaf. That's a real hunger, and that's worse. And therefore what? Not clear, and therefore what? Some learn that it's really only a matter of terminology, that it doesn't make any nafka min ala lo. Tosa says it does, on a batsaret alone. That's not a batsaret that can bring to ra'av. Tosa says we never madri miyat. The batsaret, that's a reference in our sikh is dafka batsoret that leads to hunger. Therefore, you should know that if you've got constant, but like nowadays we're used to this. It's all nahara nahara. We don't take all that seriously. A problem in one particular location because you know you go to a supermarket, you won't know the difference except maybe in the prices a little bit. You're certainly not gonna have any problem getting food. So that's what it's saying over here. If you're living like that, where you've got this type of communications, transportation, then you don't need to be much in the yard. That's a big stuff. Let me tell you something else. You have to distinguish between the availability of the food and the price of the food and the availability of money and the price of the food. Now, that's a different thing. Because you could sometimes have an economy that's roaring, but things are extremely expensive. People that can't afford it, you know, there's ways to yourself. You sell myself something, whatever. So says Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu bizman shama'od bizol. Sorry, if you've got, people are making money. I'm sorry, I skipped it. Yom Rabbi Chanina. I skipped it. Chanina's introduction. Analyzing the monetary issues are involved over here. Sa'ab is sell of a shlicha batsor. There's plenty of food. It's just very expensive. That's called a batsor. It's not called the hunger. But you can even have a arba in besela, and it's very, very, when it's available, you can get it, but lo shlicha. So then that's called a kafa. That's called already a hunger. You don't know when the truck is going to come in. Because it's cheap when it comes. But you never, you don't, you have to, it's not local. You have people that come in, and there's suddenly a glut. Why does the price go up?
Why is it so expensive? It's hard to get.
It isn't. We're saying, even if it's cheap, but it's not shrika. So you don't know that it's coming, and then you're in danger of kafa. You have to fast now, even though you're not suffering. Om Rabbi Yochanan, further Rabbi Yochanan said, this is only Loshalom Bizman Shama'ot Bezova Perot Biyot. This is talking about where people have money. Just that the perot are expensive. You're saying that then it becomes only about Sarat, very expensive. But I'm telling you that if Ma'ot or Biyot, if people don't have money, I don't care what the perot are. Perot are Bezol. Madrin Olam Miyad, as Rabbi Yochanan himself pointed out, he remembered from as a boy. I remember that it was so cheap you could buy four saw of tvua for one seller, and have an efficient efikapan b'tvarim, and let these people who were walking around with swollen bellies of serious hunger in Tveria because nobody had any money. But it didn't help to have food available for the rich people. The guy on the street had no food. So, what does that mean? Litzvachim l'olam, we understand, because as we explained it before, mishkach v'data nechav lo'at yavad. You've got the rain falls very lightly, so it's good for things that have roots on the surface. Doesn't fall razia, to penetrate the ground, so the ilanot don't get anything from. You could even have the inverse. You could have the ilan, I understand, it's not good for the tzmachim. The rain came down pouring, and because of that, it was tough on the tzmachim. Good for the ilanot. Lezeved lezeved lo leborot v'shichin on ma'arot. I can even think of that. I mean, meshkachavla, you've got different rains. You have razia rain, necha rain, but not a lot of rain. There wasn't enough rain to fill up the cisterns. It was absorbed in the dry earth and helped the tzibachim, but it didn't help for the water over the seas. But I don't understand what it means to have borot shechin or ma'arot, but not rain for either trees or for tzibachim. How is that? Lezev lezev, lo, ekameshkafis, you have some flooding. If you had initial flooding, the ground didn't even have enough time to absorb the water. It all rolls off, basically, the surface, beats down any of the tzibachim that are on the surface, doesn't penetrate. But for holding cisterns, where you've got pipes that are boring in, it fills up the cistern. So that's also possible. Tanarabha. Matrina li ilanot b'fros ha-pesach. Truth is, ilanot and ma'arot and tzvua, they have different times when they need things. So that for ilanot that are now starting to be malab lev, there's some ilanot that even fros ha-pesach, 15 days before Pesach, and also that's when they need their rain. Barot shekino ma'arot, where you see you're not going to have enough water for agriculture, you're going to have what drink now, you can even daven b'fros ha-chak, daven, believe it or not, it's not normally the time of rain, but you're desperate. V'al kulam, imein le'mayim l'shtot, if there's no drinking water, matvila le'miyad. By the way, when we say miyad, we don't mean keneged, the din we said earlier, that we never start a tanit on anything but a sheni chamishi sheni. The meaning of miyad, sheni chamishi sheni. V'al kulam, ein matvila le'an ela ba'farfia shalem. The things mentioned above, according to the Ran, this means even those things that are outside of their locale, but still, would have to be in terms of the general afarchia. It has to be in the same political entity so that travel, there's a danger of things moving because they take a hike on travelers. They get into the same way we have today of the problem with a different organism getting into different countries. If it's a different political entity, you don't have to worry about it. But when it comes to Astra tends to jump. That was a really dangerous, very, very... It's difficult to say because, it's something like the theory. That's for sure. The problem is some of the things more mentioned are not purely diphtheria, but apparently it was extremely easy to jump over boundaries. Very, very, very contagious. No, it affected it basically choked you to death. But there were other symptoms. That's a diphtheria, but Gemara describes other symptoms elsewhere that affect the mouth and so on that don't seem to be consistent. But at least, look, a lot of these things change over tremendous changes in the both in the etiology of disease and pathology. So it's very difficult to tie a modern disease like anything. So bizman shiyeshva mida. If it's been causing a high percentage of that, so then matrina leyin bizman she'in ba mita. If however it's like a virus, people get over it. In matrina leyin. Who matrina agovai b'chol makom. Now the govai is a type of locust that always swarm, as opposed to chagav. Chagav, you often have individuals that hang around, and they're no different than grasshoppers. Doesn't mean necessarily you're in danger of a whole locust attack. Govai is very dangerous. Where Rav Shimon Elazar omer afal chagav. Look, I mean, there's a high enough percentage of swarming chagav that you got to worry about that. During the 6 years out of the seven of the Shviit cycle, so you got to pray for the rain for the trees. Obviously, you need water even during Shmit. Rav Shimon Amriel says, hey man, you need trees even during Shmit. They're not going to be fruit. And then what are the aniyim going to pick? So of course you pray for them, even though you can't maybe go and make a normal harvest. Why does that mean you shouldn't pray for the rain?
Why is it aniyim?
Well, I mean, most people are not hard up. Yeah, they have sense, but it does. There's a word that gives us good advantage. Tani Idach. Now, the other writer puts it a little differently. Madrina ala ilanot b'shar shnei shavuot. Ala borod ala shechin ala morot afilu b'shvi'in. And Rebbe Gamliel. Shem Gamliel amar af ilanot matri'in. Umatri'in ala svichin b'shabbat b'shvi'in. Now, some learn that this writer argues with the previous writer, and that in this one, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds even svichei tuar mutar in shvi'in. In the previous writer, he was saying only what grows on trees is mutar if it grows on its own. Others learn that it's just a question of phraseology. What he meant was svichin of the ilanot. That not necessarily is he getting involved now in that machlok. If they change ben panas alini, Tanya Amar Reb Elazar ben Parta, you should know we don't really know what rain is anymore. Miyom shecharav beit hamikdash nasu gishamim tzimukim la'olam. You know what a raisin is to a grape? That's what our gishamim are to what gishamim really are. We sit there with each drop, worrying about this, worrying about that. Yeshana shikishamei merubim. Yeshana shikishamei muadim. Everything is out of kilter. Yeshana shikishamei yordim bizmanam. Sometimes the rain comes at the right time, sometimes it doesn't. Yeshana she'en gishamei yordim bizmanam. Shana shikishamei yordim bizmanam. If you've got the gishamim in the right time, so that means that you've got your water all the way up front. L'mao domer. You have now the Eved, the master gives him the week's needs on Sunday. So he can plan out everything properly and so on. You take Isa, the fake tikuna, the chelek tikuna. But Shana Sheingi Jamal Yadim is manam. You know what that's like? That's like the government's budget. You know, everything is last minute decision. All the programs go down the drain because there's never enough funding for them. You know, you're planning this, you're planning that, but you're not telling me how much money. Adayin lo igia me otsar. For otsar lo ichlit beifel akachet etakesev. It's on and so forth. Okay, so nothing works properly. You're going to give him parnas of Erev Shabbat. What's he going to do now already? Nimtzat isa nefet shaloki tikuna, nechalat shaloki tikuna, shanashi gejameh merubim. You got a lot of rains in the Maldome. You have now enough. The problem is that if you don't have enough, you don't have savings of sale. And we know what tremendous difference. So you got to do everything in bits and pieces. You're going to pay a premium on every step of the way. In which case, nimtzat rechayim tochanot minakur, marshet tochanot minakar. Look, for instance, you're going to be grinding this grain, yeah? So you're going to put all the grain through, now you've got a lot of parnas, you're going to put it all through the grinding device at the same time. Well, your losses are going to be the same losses that they would have been of a tiny amount, because the losses are basically what it absorbs up front, fills up the various places, and then that's it. So you're going to get the same losses from a whole kur as you would have from a cob. But if you're going to do each cob separately, you'll have a loss every single time you bring in the grain to be ground. Of course, so. What do you mean? You're losing, let's say, 3%. Of the grain in your cob. But in a core, you're losing 3% of a cob.
Yeah, but not like a cob.
Exactly. But if you didn't have to grind a cob every single time, you ground the entire core together. So then you only lost 3% of a cob.
So that's better.
Right. So the more you have available one time, the more savings of sale there are.
Right. Okay. Right?
It's like it's like Walmart and the transportation. And they, you know, obviously, you buy everything up in one time.
Economy.
And the same thing is so that's the Rechaim Tokadot Benakur Meshat Tokadot Benakur. Isa Okadot Benakur Kumashat. Same thing happens when you bake bread. You bake bread, there's always wasted flour, there's always stuff that gets stuck to the side of the areva and so on. Over here, you have the savings of scale. You have the same amount of loss, much more produced. The loss that otherwise you would have had from a whole kur, you're going to have now just from one cob. The loss you would have had from the isa. Now you're going to have from a tiny bit of the kur, 60th. Is manchik is another way of looking at it. Lamal domen. La adam she megabela tatit. The guy is making now cement. So in yeshlo mayim rabim, mayim enam kalim, atit megubal yafe. Basically, look, you do what you got to do every time. You're hoping you're going to have water. And you run out of water in the middle, you're in big trouble. It's like you're building a building. You know, you run out of water, the water shuts off while you're building your cement. And what's going to happen to you now? In yeshlo mayim muatim, mayim kalim, atit enom megabel yafe. Tanar abonar pa'am achat alu ko Yisrael regel yushalayim. And one time he came out, Leo Regal, there wasn't enough water. And the water that was there was basically controlled by the Romans. The original gears of your parent was Etzel Hegemone, which was meant that it was a Roman representative, and they changed it to Adon by the censor. That seems to be Mashmaut. It wouldn't be Mash, but it was after that the Romans were keeping the water from the Jews.
Times also has Hegemon.
Has Hegemon. Yeah. Okay. So Amarlov, so Natiman Ben Gurion was very rich and a well known man.
Changed
man.
After Roman.
Huh?
It changed long after.
Yeah, the censor, I mean, the Christians saw themselves.
Well, Hegemon is by them.
Hegemon is like the continuation is the church. Is the, yeah. So obviously they're going to. What do you mean? Who would be more concerned for love and providing for the masses than the Hegemon? Okay, so Nachman Ben Gurion goes to this guy and he says, look, you know what? I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You want to get rich? You think there's not going to be any rain, right? I'm going to borrow. I'm going to make a deal. You lend it to me. If I can pay it back to you. Okay, I can pay it back to you. We're okay, right? I mean, you don't lose anything. But if it doesn't rain, I'm going to pay you 12 talents of silver, far more than your water, and because of that, we'll do a little gamble over here. If I'm able to get it back for you, it'll cost me nothing. Okay, Kavalos Man, he tells him, okay, you've got up to such a day to bring me back my water. So, no rain. So, b'shacharit shalaklo, because it's the goyim count by the morning and send it the night before, it's a shacharit. The day arrives, shalaklo out. I'm still holding the option. If you got the water, please. Shagirli, oh, my, I'm all my own. You didn't make a deposit today. Shalaklo, what's this morning, Jazz? The deal was by the end of the day. What are you rushing? So, out in the afternoon, Sarayim Shalachlo, okay, do we get real? Shagirli, oh, my, Momo, the bank's going to close. Shalachlo, what's your problem, man? There's plenty of time left today. Now it's Mincha already. Shalachlo, Shagirli, oh, my, Momo, Shalachlo, Adayin Yeshli, Shalot Bayom. You're still pushing me. What are you doing? We glaive God, I that's a crazy Jew. Shalachlo, lo, your duty, Shalom. It's Mishigan. Why is he just bite the bullet, send me the money already? What's the he's going to get a lot out of keeping it for another 3 hours. He's going to keep his money. Now it's going to rain. Nichnas the Beit Abrechatz. Anyway, he's planning his big gala dance on the money he just picked up from the city. So he goes to Beit Abrechatz. He's getting ready. And now he's going to his fun. Nachdimon is going Nebach to Brochen. He wraps himself up in his talit and starts to pray. I didn't do this to get into the papers. It wasn't to get a little marker up there for a memory of, you know, my family. What's this delay on your part? Pay up for it. So immediately the sky clouded over. Not only did he get his sister filled up, there was a lot extra. They need each other. Hakimon's coming to the Beit HaMikdash. He's coming from getting ready for the party. It's a Beit HaMikdash in Barnea's neighborhood. So there they are. They met right at the famous Beit HaMikdash. Southwest corner. And Poguzebeze. Marlo, okay. That's Nakdimon to him. I think you owe me some money. I overpaid you your water. I don't think it's fair to take all that extra water. I paid you back a little bit more. I'd like some extra. Oh, Marlo, he says, okay, big shot. I understand. Okay. The Jews have an in. Fine. But still, I could take you to court. I mean, obviously, it rained after Shkia. And after Shkia is already, according to you guys, I mean, it's a next day now. I mean, we definitely should take this to court. I mean, it rained, but Kishamim Bershuti Yardun. These are my rain. You still have to pay me your Shtemisri Mayano. Yeah, I mean your Shtemisri Kikaket. So, Nakdimon Ben Gurion twisted around, walked right back into the Beit HaMikdash, Chazar v'nichnas to Beit HaMikdash, v'nitatev v'amad b'tvila, and he said, Ribono shel Olam, hoda sheyeshcha ahavim b'olam echa. It's time to show this guy a thing. Miyad nitpazru ahavim, the clouds blew away, v'zarcha chama, and they saw the sun shining as it was about to set. So, Botasha Amalo Adon, well, okay, I give up. Ilonik Darachama, look, if it hadn't been that the sun had shined, I would have had a Pitchon Pe'alach Shotzim Yimchamota. Should have shut up, actually. It would have been too late for you. Actually, based on this, was his name. His real name wasn't Naktimon. His real name was Booney. I mean, it's a lot nicer name to be called Naktimon than Booney. But why they call him Naktimon instead of Booney? Shenikdara Chama Ba'avurah. The Chama ended up being the dam for him, and therefore they called him Naktimon. I'll shame this story.
Why is it here Ish, because Baruch is normal?
Seder Ta'aniyot Elo, Amor B'Reviyah Rishona. אבל צבחים ששינו מדרין עליהם מיד, וכן שפוסק, גשמים מן גשם וגשם ארבעה ימים, מדרין עליהם מדי שימה כת בצורת, יורדו לצבחים, אבל לא יורדו לאילן, לאילן, ולא לצבחים לזה ולזה, ולא לברות לשכן ולמערות, מדרין עליהם מיד, וכן יש שלא יורדו עליה גשמים, תכתיבים תרתי על ירקת ובירקת או אנטיר, חלקה אחת תימטר, אותה עיר מטענה או מדרעת, וכל סביבותיה מטענות ולא מטריות, obviously, by the way, the case of here cannot be that. It was Chalka Achat Timater, because then that city would also be in trouble. So it's not the Drosha Timater. It means the one that it was a Simen Klola to the city that didn't get. That's the Pasha. The truth is, there's a lot of Meforsha who tried to fit it into the Gemara that we had earlier, that it's a disaster for the other city of Timater, so they have a harder time explaining the difference between Mitanim and Lomatrim, the type of problem. Because we saw differences later on, possibly between Batsorat and Rahab. Rabbi Akiva Omar Matriot Velo Mitanot. V'chein ir sheyesh badevro mapolet, ota ir mitano mitra'at, v'chos vivotea mitanot velo matriot. Obviously, if it's based on that pasuk, there would be a big difference between the two cases, right? Because it's only nogea v'gishomi. Rabbi Akiva Omar Matriot Velo Mitanot. Ezeu dever, ir amotzia, chamesh meod ragli, v'yatsubi mena shlosha meitim, shlosha yamin zeh hazeh, הרי זה דבר, פחות מכאן אין זה דבר. על אלה מטרים בכל מקום, על השיטפון, על הירקון, על הערבה, על החסיל, על חיה רעה, על החרב. מטרין עליהם נשימה כמה הלכת, wherever it is. מעשה איבן יורדו זקנים מירושלים לאוריהם, גזו תנית על שיטפון מלוא פי תדור שיטפון באשקלון. And they were goes all over Eretz Yisrael. ויוד גזרו תענית על שאכלו זאבים שתי תינוקות בעבר הירדן וביוסם אלא שאכלו אלא שנראו על אלו מטרין בשבת על עיר שיקיפה that was the boy that called wolf it was not a good end על אלו מטרין בשבת על עיר שיקיפו הנוכרים ונהר ועל הספינה מטרפת בים וביוסם אומר you can call for עזרה but לא לצעקה שמעון התמני אומר אף על הדבר ולא הודו לו חכמים. על כל צורה שלא תבוא לציבור, a euphemism of course, מטרין עליהם חוץ מרוב גשמים. מעשה שאומר לחוני המעגל, התפלל שירדו גשמים, אמר להם, הוא יברג את שסטף אינדורס. צריך להכניס אותן רי פסחים בשביל שלא יימאות, התפלל ולא ירדו גשמים. מה עשה אגו הוגה ועמד בתוכה ואמר לפנם, ריבונו של עולם, בניך שמו פניהם עליי, אני כבן בלך בפניך. נשבע אני בשמך הגדול שאיני זז מכאן עד שתרחם על בניך. התחילו גשמים מנטפים, אמרו, כך שאלתי, גשמי בורות שכינו מערות, התחילו לרד בזהב. לא כך שאלתי, גשמי רצון, ברכה ונדבה, ירדו כתיקונם, עד שיצאו ישראל מירושלים להר הבית בני הגשמים, באו ואמרו, היכוני, כשם שהתפללת עליהם שירדו, ירדו, כך התפלל שילכו להם. אמר להם, well, צורים נמחית אבן התורים. שולח לו שם אמן שאתה, it's so much חוצפה, אמר נכוני אתה, גוזרו אני עליך נידוי, אבל מה עצה לך? אתה מתחתה לפני המקום ועושה לך רצונך, כבן שהוא מתחתה על אביו, ועושה לו רצונו, עליך כתוב ואומר, ישמח אביך ואימך ותוגר יולדתך. היו מתענים וירדו להם גשמים קודם נצח המה, לא ישלימו לי, אחרי נצח הבא ישלימו לבלי עזר אומר, קודם חצות אם הם לא ישלימו, לא חצות ישלימו. מעשה שגזרו תענית בלוד, וירדו להם גשמים קודם חצות, אמר להם רבי טרף, וצאו ויכלו ושתו, עשו יום טוב, ויצאו ויכלו ושתו ויעשו יום טוב, ובואו בין הארבעים, וקראו הלל הגדול. סדר תעניות אלו אמור ברביעה ראשונה, אז עצרו, ואמינו רביעה ראשונה ושנייה, is for שאלת גשמים, שלישית is להתענות. אמר רביעה רבי כמה. סדר תעניות אמור, אם אתה זמן שיצא, the רביעה ראשונה, שנייה ושלישית, without גשמים, אבל ידעו גשמים ברביעה ראשונה, which is why we mentioned it here, v'zaru v'alot zamchu, or zamchu v'chazu v'nishtanu, then matrina le'em miyad. On Reb Nachman, dapka nishtanu, I mean, yafshu is hopeless anyway, I mean. So Reb Shita nishtanu tan, lo tzrich et ha'akun, ma'al etem ha'akutan, yo ta'ika ma'ashmanan, v'chein she'pasku kishamim ben geshe v'geshe v'arbo, and yom, ma'amakat batzoret, where's the batzoret? There's no batzoret now, but it's a makam mebialite batzoret, and that's the equivalent. Reb Nachman, nahara nahara is called a batzoret, but medinta, medinta is called kaf. The Reb Chanina, sa'a b'sela b'shchicha is called batzoret. Arba b'sela, but lo shchicha is called kaf. Reb Yochan Oshana, b'zman shema'od b'zolu perot b'yoker, but if perot, if ma'od are b'yoker, it doesn't matter how cheap the perot are. Matvina le'miyah, the Reb Yochan Nahirna, and nonetheless, I've been efficient, because nobody had a dime to buy anything with. This actually was a mice of my family lived in Tveria and in Tzvat. And it was a period in which Ma'ot were very much biyokim. Nobody had any money, and they were the only ones that had a little bit of money. And because of that, my grandfather was the Mayhel for the entire Galil. Because the minhag was that the Mayhel would pay for this chus of meal, and nobody could afford it. Nobody could afford to pay for anything except him. Very interesting. And he actually, Tzvamish Nismaisim, he had a grinding factory on the Nahar HaYarden. This is like, before the early Aliyah. So, Mamish Nogea, the Fichik upon Betveria, is exactly this language. So, the Tzmachim will only Mamish Kakra dat and Ech will not your razi. The Lam will not Tzmachim dat your razi will not your neigh. The Zevel is Zevel, all the Barod, all the Shekhinah Maharot, Mashkakra dat your razi bin Ech, except not Tuva. But when it says Yaduna Barot and Shina Marot, but all the Zevul Zeh Mashkarla, that to Bishvichut, of course. Turn around. Matrina Leilanot before Sak Pesach, La Barot Shechino Marot before Sachar. Velkula, im Eile Mayim Lishtot, Matrina Leim Miyad. When we say Miyad, we mean Shechino Kamishimishini. Alkulane in Matrina Leim Bafarka Shalahem, but Askara, Bizman Shish Bamita, Matrina Leah, Bizman Shin Bamita in Matrina. Matrina Gubai. And Barot Shechina Me'arot even during Shemitah. Whereas Reb Shimon Gamliel says, well, the Ilanot also during Shemitah. Yishim Panatzer Aniyim. Or the other Lashon and Brites, Matrina Ilanot B'Shar Shnei Shavua, Barot Shechina Me'arot, Afilu B'Shviit. Reb Shimon Gamliel Amar Afilanot B'Trin, because Matrina Tzvichin B'Shviit Yishim Panatzer Aniyim. Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Partum Yom Shacharab Beit Hamikdash Nasu Gishamim Tzimukim Lola. Yesh Shana Shegishamim Merubim, Yesh Shana Shegishamim Muatim, Yesh Shana Shegishamim Yordim Bizmanan, Yesh Shana Shegishamim Yordim Bizmanan. Shana Shegishamim Yordim Bizmanan, Vahu Domet. Levet Shedatan Rabbo Parasato Berishom Bishabat, Nimzit Isa Nefet Kitikuna, Nechelet Kitikuna, Shana Shegishamim Yordim Bizmanan, Vahu Domet. לאבד שנתן לו רבו פרסתו בערב שבת, נמצאי תיסה נפת שלא כתיקונה ונאחלת שלא תיקונה. שנה שכשמע מרובים, למה הוא דומה? לאבד שנתן לו רבו פרסתו בבת אחת, נמצאי דריכה עם תובנות מן הכל מה שתובנות מן הכל, נמצאי תיסה אוכלת מן הכל כבו אוכלת מן הכל, וראה זה שנה שכשמע מועטים, למה הוא דומה? לאבד שנתן לו רבו פרסתו מעט מעט נמצאי דריכה עם מה שתובנות מן הכל. Same thing happens with Gishamim, because the Gishamim, basically they allow the ground to dry up between Gishamim. So you have that same loss of the original Gishamim, they just drain away before they're able to do anything, exactly the same way that you have the loss on every one of your calves instead of on the kur. דבר אחר, בזמן שגשם היה מרובים, למה דמי לאדם שמגבל את עתית אם יש לו מים רבים, so the מים אינם קבלים עתית מגובל יפה, ואם יש לו מים מועטים, מים קבלים עתית אינו מתקבל יפה. תן רבון הבא, מחת עבור כל ישראל, לרגל ירושלים, לא יהיה לו מים לשתות על התנק תימון בן גוי, אני אצל הגמון אחד. אמר לו, על בני 12 מעיינות מים לא לרגלים, ואני אתן לך 12 עינות מים, אם אני נותן לך, הרי אני נותן לך 12 כיכר כסף, קבע לו זמן. כיוון שהגיע הזמן ולא ירדו גשמים, בשחרית שלח לו שגר לי או מים או מאות שיש בי עוד איך יכול. עדיין יש לי זמן, כל היום כלו שלי הוא. בצהריים שלח לו שגר לו או מים או מאות.
שלח שיש ביודעך שלח עדיין יש ישות ביום במנחה שלח לו שגל יום מים ומאות שיש ביודעך שלח לו עדיין יש ישות ביום בגלל על אותו הגמון אמר כל השנה כולו לא יודעו גשמי עכשיו ידעו גשמי נכנס לבית המרחץ בשמחה עד שאדון נכנס בשמחה לבית המרחץ והגדימון נכנס לבית המקדש כשהוא עצוב התעטב עמד בתפילה אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם גלוי וידוע לבניו שלא לכבודי עשיתי ולכבודי בית אבא עשיתי אלא לכבודך עשיתי שמיים מצויים לא לרגולים מיד מתקשרו שמיים ביבים ויורדו גשמים עד שנתמלו 12 מעיינות מים והותירו עד שיצא אדון מבית המרחץ נקדימון בן גוריון יצא מבית המקדש כשפגעו זה וזה אמר לו תן לי דמי מים יותר שיש לי בידיך אמר לו אוקיי אוקיי יודע אני שלא יש הקדוש ברוך הוא לא משלך עדיין יש לי פתרון בעליך עכשיו שים לך דמעותיי כבר שכח אמן שמים בשוטי ירדו חזר ונכנס לבית המקדש ותתי ומד בתפיל ובן חנם ריבונו של עולם הודה שיש לך אהובים בעולמך מיד נתפזרו אהבים וזרחה החמה באותה שעה אמר לו אדון וואל אילו לא נקרא החמה היה לפתחון פה עליך שעוצים לך מאותיי תנו לא נקדימון שמה לבוני שמה למה נקרא שמה נקדימון שנקרא חמה בעבור חמה